it's temporary for me. This isn't my life forever, and I want to take full advantage of my career while I get to be in it and I get to do this.
Happy New Year!
2024, here we are.
Here we are.
So today I really want to talk about five intentions each that we have for this year, of something that we want to focus on or improve on. And I always love thinking about these things at the start of each year.
Yes, me too. And I also want us just to talk about New Year's resolutions in general.
Oh yeah.
Because for me, I'm like, I think New Year's resolutions are stupid. But at the same time, I think it's like, unfortunately, one of the only places where people actually make goals.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's what I love about it. I love it when people actually sit down and like, this is what I want to change in the new year. This is what I want to improve on. And that part I love.
I know.
But there's something about New Year's resolutions where I feel like you're going to be really good in January, and then some people are going to be panicking in December and trying to like,
I didn't finish my New Year resolution.
Exactly. Yeah, they're like trying to get it done. So at least then you're like working towards it again in December. Or you just kind of forget about it, and then you make the same resolutions at the start of the next year and so on.
So I feel like people just go too hard. Like, I feel like it's just like, instead of thinking a New Year's resolution of improve my fitness, and then I like having concrete goals of what does that mean?
You know,
how many times a week are you currently work out? How about we add one more day? How about we add consistency? So you say Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and you stick to that.
Attainable. That's not like 7 days of the week for the first 2 weeks.
Yes. You're not going to go, you know, be a rock star at that if you haven't been training at all. But how can you improve from where you currently are and make it sustainable? Like, how, not something that's going to be sustainable for January, but something, a way that you like your life, a way that you like your lifestyle.
Exactly.
And in that sense, I like resolutions.
Me too.
Yeah.
But that's why I don't like calling it that, because I feel like there's just like, it's almost like it just doesn't happen.
It has like a negative thing to it now, because everybody forgets about them or has stopped doing them by February. And we see that at our gyms. Like, they're so, at least in Iceland, gyms are packed
in January.
And then for the rest of the year, they are sponsoring the gym with their membership. But there are good intentions, but I like to have
That's what I love about it. Yes. So there's like, that's what I kind of want to talk about. Like, how can you be successful with your New Year's resolution or just the things that you want to change? And that's what's also hard about it. 1 year goes by really fast, right?
So but one year is also
a really long time. So let's say that you want to, let's have it something super simple. You want to get your first handstand pushup. It's like, I'm going to get my first handstand pushup this year. Like, if you're saying fitness related goals. And then it's like the months pass, you do something in January, and then the months pass and you have such a long time to get there, right? So like having some sort of a timeline where it's like, all right, how am I going to get there? How am I going to break this one handstand push-up down? I'm going to be able to get my first handstand and first handstand push-up with like a
stack under your head.
Ab
mats.
And I'm going to get that by March or something, or in the next 3 weeks I will be doing this once a week or something. So it's like you put up a goal and then you have a plan to get there. And I do realize it's like unrealistic with everything in life to do this, but if you do this with like one thing, you'll start seeing and you'll get excited and maybe start adding more and more to it.
I think sometimes maybe taking the pressure off of the result. So like, I want to lose 10 kilos or I want to get the handstand pushups. You're not in full control. Yeah, you have control of your actions leading towards it. And what are those actions that we can take towards it? Because that is something that you can not compromise on. You can say that I'm going to practice my handstands every Monday and I'm going to start by doing kicking up to a wall 10 times and make sure that you do those things, or, you know, take care of your nutrition or make sure that you're exercising. You don't know, but at least if you're getting
when
benefits
are you taking
and you're
care
feeling
of it? Yes.
better. Yes. And I think having those like concrete little steps not something that's like makes you panic or feel like I don't have time to do that today. Teeny little things. I like 5 minute goals.
5 minute goals. Love it. I was just about to say, find something that takes you 5 minutes and not even, don't say every day. I love it when people are so ambitious that they say every day. Cut yourself a slack. Most likely you're not going to do it every single day for the whole year. So let's say 3 times a week. But and then if you minutes, feel like you can do more,
you can continue.
You add one more day to it. And
normally it's the hardest thing is to start something. Yes. Is to start the task. So set the task to 5 minutes. You're going to do this for 5 minutes. And once you're going, you might be having fun.
And then you start seeing the difference as well.
Very much.
So yeah. New Year's resolutions or goals.
Yes.
I like.
Somehow I like that ring better.
Yes.
New Year's goal, New Year's intentions.
Yes.
That's what I like.
I kind of like that too. I started thinking a lot about this. So I did this giveaway post with Tier. And I was like, what do I want to have people do? And I was like, what do I want to see? And then I was like, I want to see people's like New Year's resolutions or their goals.
Say? Yeah.
And honestly, like I read so many of them because I just like got so interested in what people want to do. And most of these goals were fitness related, understandably.
Yeah.
But there I saw so many of them, like quite a few. They were like, well, for the second year in a row, it's going to be get my first pull up. For the third year in a row, I want to be able to do a handstand walk. And then I was like, be more consistent in the gym. Gonna like fix my nutrition. I'm like, oh, how do you know if you fixed your nutrition? How do you know if you're more consistent in the gym? Where do you start at? And what is it that you're going to do? So like having something that I feel like it's, I love that you say it. And that's why I wanted people to write it, because even if they just write it on my post, they have now put it out in the open. I'm like, already you're more likely to get there. But I want to have it something attainable.
Yes.
So.
And then I think the only next step is asking that question of what does that mean?
Yes, so, exactly. Yeah.
So I want to be more consistent. Okay, what does that mean? And that also is going to help them. If they now say Monday, Wednesday, Friday, it's no question on those days.
Yes.
You know, then it's like, nope, this is my day that I go
this
to the gym.
This is the day you go to the gym. And if you can't make it that day, then you go the day after and make up for it.
Because consistency is blurry. Just saying consistency or just saying...
Or train more.
Yes,
exercise
more.
Exercise more. Yes. I'm like...
That's blurry. Yeah, what does more mean?
Are you going to exercise more for a month? Or are you going to exercise more every single week, but have it just a little bit more every week?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Well, do you
So
wanna...
you can start.
Okay.
What is yours?
Okay, my first one. My first one is read more. And I used to be a big reader and I used to love reading. I love that it gets me thinking about something. I love that it's teaching me something or giving me a new perspective. And it's also a me time. It's me sitting down. And I, 2 years ago, I got Teo, or we got Teo.
A dog. It's a dog.
It's my little Pom. And
I'm like, I want to keep that clear.
It's a little pup. And he kind of took over those times, you know? So I used to wake up, have coffee, breakfast, and then I used to like, I would never finish my coffee or breakfast. So I used to go like sit down on the couch and like read a little bit before I went to train. And the same, like it would kind of be like maybe after training, I would go sauna and I'd always bring a book into the sauna. I love reading in the sauna. But again, now when I finish training, I go home to take him out again. And it's been the greatest thing. Wouldn't change it for the world.
Yeah.
But that's been, those times have been cutting out and I've just been feeling that I've been missing those times. And so creating space in my day to, and I like the 5 minutes of reading. It doesn't have to be more than that, but get myself to just start reading. I want to read 5 minutes a day. And if I have the time and the longing to do so, I continue reading, but I really want to start picking up books again. And we are actually in the process of, we're going to build a sauna. And I know that is time for me to read.
That's where you can read.
That is always, that's a me time. That's like a very centering time for me. And I know that once we have that, that's going to be a daily thing that I bring my book into the sauna and I get to read. So excited about that.
I love that.
Okay, what about you?
Should I go my first one?
Yeah.
Okay. My kind of biggest one is being brave. And what I mean by that is I want to say no when I want to say no. Mm-hmm. And like with just busy life and a kid and training and everything that we're doing, it's a lot on my schedule. But by being brave, I want to step outside of my comfort zone even more. I've been doing that a lot this year, but I want to last year, but I want to do even more of it this year. And also just not be afraid of kind of talking about things that I've been avoiding talking about, or subjects that I'm like, oh, I don't know enough about, then I'm just going to educate myself.
Yes, and ask and questions. Learn
and ask questions and not be afraid that it sounds stupid or something. And not always having to have everything perfect before I can execute them.
Yes.
I want to try to just execute.
Yeah.
And I will fall on my face or make mistakes, but then I'm going to learn from it.
Yes. Just try. You'll never know if you don't try. And I love what you said about, of course, you have to have your boundaries. And of course, you have to put yourself and your family and yourself first. But never say no only because you're scared. Of course, you can say no. But if the only thing is like, oh, I might mess up, I might not know, that's not a good reason to say
no.
That's when we say yes. Do you have something in mind when you say like you want to put your, like, go outside your comfort zone? Like, in what regard is that?
Well, in many regards, but just here on the podcast, for example, like I've always tried to stay away from the subject of like steroids and steroid use. And
yeah, very Switzerland.
Yeah. I'm like,
not maybe Switzerland, but against, but you know.
I'm so against, but like I haven't wanted to talk about it because I feel like sometimes when you talk about things, then you're also bringing attention to it.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, well, I've had enough.
Let's have a conversation.
I'm going to have this conversation. I want to have someone here
that has the studio with us
that has deep knowledge about it and can talk about some of these things.
Yeah, we're going to have some great conversations this year.
We're going to have a lot of great conversations. And then also just like some of the ventures that we've talked about that we've wanted to do, and we're always waiting for them to be perfect. Like, we're going to jump out and we're going to go all in on a lot of things. And
YouTube and enter a daily life, which is scary because our life isn't all, when we have cameras on, we feel like we have to be on. But can we just show what's going on today? Can we talk about what's going on today?
I've always been very real on my social media, but then I've also tried to stay away from tough subjects.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not true. I started being very open about very hard subjects, like personal hard subjects.
I feel like you've started taking these steps.
Early on. I've started taking these steps, but I'm going to go even further.
I love it. I'm excited for you.
I got nothing to hide.
I think it's going to be like very fun for you to experience that. Yes. And that's, I have the same goal. I love it. It's like, it's so scary, but I think we're going
exciting
to discover
as well.
A lot of things and surprise ourselves with what we can do and what we can learn and become.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay, next one for you.
Okay. The next one was, these are not in order, but my next one is my skincare routine. So that's something that I've been thinking. I've never had like a consistent, and I'm also so much like, even just when I wear my, when I'm working out, I love my Noble sets to be matching. Like I love wearing like matching stuff. And so like, I've been looking for a line that I love, and I've always just had like a cleanser and a moisturizer, and then I feel like there's like a ton of serums out there and I don't even know which one to pick. And sometimes it's like, if you're taking, you know, this serum, you should not be putting that on, or if you're doing retinol,
and
I just don't know these
it's
things
a complicated
so I've,
re- market.
I've been trying to research this
yes.
and I want to find like a cleanser, a toner or a serum, and a good moisturizer, and then for the mornings put sunscreen on, and just knowing like what I should be doing in the morning, what I should be doing at night. And I recently found something that I'm like, I'm gonna butcher this name, but it's like salicylic acid. You guys can look this up.
I'm not even going to try to fix it for you.
But that's supposed to it takes away like oil out of the skin and like impurities and lets it go through. And so after that, like in the mornings, I'll put on like C vitamin and antioxidants and then sunscreen and moisturizer. So that's like my morning routine. And then the nighttime routine is cleansing. I put those same pads on. I will put it in the description below what this is called. And then I put, it's like a retinol and like HA something. I'm learning, guys, my year to do so. All I have no idea.
But I have a routine. Thinking about these skincare routines.
Yes. Yeah. And so now I at least have like a routine. I know what I'm doing in the morning, at night. And I talked to an esthetician about this, about like what would work for my skin and a line. And so now I'm excited about that. And I'm excited to see like hopefully improvements in my skin. And just, yeah. I'm 30 now and I need to be taking care of it. So that is something that I'm so excited about.
I love it because I never used anything on my skin. You know that I didn't even use like a
cream
or moisturizer or anything in the evenings. And then I got pregnant with Freya and I was like, what is this skin? Like,
yeah,
what is happening?
Breaking out for the first time in your life.
First time. Yeah. So I then went to see a skin, like a doctor here in Iceland, and I got a great routine from her.
Yeah.
But what I've started doing is just like trying to find everything as clean as possible, like clearing out everything toxic also for like my daughter to be around. I'm like, what is okay for her to... Like, I want her to be able to kiss me and, like, lick me if that needs to happen.
Yes,
like,
I've seen that so much from you since you've had Freya. Like, how aware you are of what is in each product so that she so that it can go on her skin or she can touch you. And
I've been, like, all over this, educating myself so much.
It's awesome, yeah.
But it is amazing. It's also really fun, but it's also very overwhelming. So if you're planning on something like this, I would say... Take like one step at a time. You can't clean everything at the same time. One step at a time. So right now, if I would be doing what you're doing, I would be looking for like the right makeup. And I just started using like cleaner makeup.
Yeah.
So excited to see what happens with that. But I like that one.
Yeah, it's fun.
That one will be just like a fun one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, next one.
Okay, for me... Not to overthink things. I am the queen of overthinking.
She is. I feel, honestly, I feel like it's why we work together. I want you to continue. I'm not going to steal this thunder, but somebody needs to think it through.
So Kat wants me to continue to overthink things. But yeah, I'm going to... Don't worry. I will still like...
Think things through for
think
us.
Think things through.
Because one of us tends to jump very
but
quickly.
But I'm very good at like... taking a small ball and I can create like a snow house from it and thinking like all the different paths that may come from there and thinking like what can happen down each
all
path and then
scenarios.
I want to make a educated decision on like where to go from there. I'm a Virgo. I think it's a part of being a Virgo, but I'm going to try to relax more and that will go into like the next one for me. I'll just jump ahead of you
ahead.
I'll go to that's calm down. Yeah. Just calm down, Annie. Because I'm thinking with the next baby, I need to calm the F down. Like, I don't know about other new moms, how they are or have been. But if you're already like a little stressed and tense, like when you bring a baby into the mixture, it's like, oh my God. I would like, Freya would be asleep. And I would like be going to sleep myself. And then I would feel her temperature and her comforter, like, or whatever blanket she had around her. And then I'm like... oh, maybe it's a little tight, a little hot. So I would go and like open the window a little bit. And then I'm like, lie in bed. And I'm like, no, it's getting too cold in here. And then I would go and make the crack like a little bit smaller and then go in bed. It's like, no, that's too warm. And like, oh, maybe open and close the window like a little bit each direction, like 3-4 times before going to sleep. I'm like, I can't do that. With the next one, I need to like, I know better.
Yeah, like be okay.
I don't have to stress.
Yeah.
The child is going to be okay if it's like 0.5.
Yes.
Warmer or colder in the bedroom. It will be fine. So calm down.
Like be okay with not knowing everything.
Yeah. I'm going to try not to overthink and calm down in those situations.
Okay. I love it.
I need it for my own sanity and for Frederick's sanity.
I think it is like good to be able to just like make the best decision that you have at the time and like not be too hard on yourself. Like with everything that you have and all the knowledge and like you have such a strong gut instinct. Like you know that to open or close that window and just make the best decision that you can at the time and then just like see what happens. And if it wasn't the right decision, we open it again.
As long as it's not a dangerous one, it will be okay.
Yeah.
I need to learn a little bit from you and Frederick there.
Yeah, I think it's so funny. Like, you and Brooks are so similar in so many ways, and me and Frederick are so similar in so many ways, which I think is why we are such a good team and such good partners. Yes. So one of us needs to make the decision and jump and go with it, and the other one needs to make sure that we are make going sure to that stay we're alive. Not.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So
I love it. But yes, I love that for you too, just to for you to be...
Yeah, so yes. I won't be having nervous breakdowns and panic attacks in the near future.
Yeah. You got two babies now. You got to be okay with the chaos.
Yes, exactly.
That's one thing that I think about of like when we have kids of like now when I leave things, like when I tidy the home and the home is the way we like it, like we come back to it like that. And like at some point, it's probably the most adorable thing in the world. But at some point, there's going to be this little human that wanted that toy and wanted to play with it there and put things there. And you're just going to be okay with the chaos.
You will be okay with that chaos. I will be. I'm okay with that chaos.
Yeah. Okay.
I can clean that up.
Okay. The third one is connect with my boys. And that's Brooks and Coda and Teo. And that's just like not an improvement. That's just something that I will always want to do. Like that's my little family. And both of us actually like this year have a big year coming up. So I mean for our first years we did long distance, which is so hard. It is, and both of us had to put so much into it, and we're in different time zones and like making sure that we have time for each other. And now like I feel so lucky, and like every day I think like how lucky I am that we get to live together and we get to do our days together. And like it's
so
the most,
different.
It's the most special thing in the world. Like we love our days together and our routine. But this year we do have like a big year coming up, both of us. Like he has a lot of travel coming up with World Playground, which is so exciting. And I want to support him in all of his travels, and it like lights him on fire. So I like love that for him. And my season will start going. And when that starts going, I have training camps to Vermont. And we literally just yesterday going over our calendars, and I had a bit of like, an, oh shit. Like I felt like every time he was leaving on his trips, he pretty much has one every month from March.
Oh, wow.
Or was it April, his first one? But then, like, that's exactly when... No, I think I was looking at a training camp in March, but then he leaves in April when I was thinking about coming back. And then, like, he has one in May. Luckily, like, he's always available, and he will come with me to, like, semis and the games and always make time for that and make sure for that. So that's something that I think we're going to have to, like, focus extra on, because both of us have these big dreams, and we have a pursuit and a goal, and we want to support each other in that. You know, he knows that that is... It's temporary for me. This isn't my life forever. And I want to take full advantage of my career while I get to be in it and I get to do this. And he wants to support me in that. And he's building this amazing company that just, I've only gotten to experience like a teeny bit of one of it. Yeah. And it lights those people on fire. And I feel like grown adults, lighting up and learning just play and experience and connect with others, and I love that for him and the community that he's building, and I want to support him in that and just making sure that we stay connected through that and stay putting both of our feet forward, because it is more challenging when we're not both of us just at home.
Yeah.
So that's a huge priority. And
so how are you gonna do that?
I think it's just making like a planning a schedule. Like I was just starting yesterday to like go over my calendar.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, like I need to look at when is he home? When does he have availability to like potentially come to Vermont to see me?
Yeah.
Or can I then now shift some of my training camps by a couple weeks that I make
so that
sure
it fits.
That I get to be home when he is home?
That makes sense.
And then also like just that. Like, I know it's kind of like a sad one, but also like just being okay with knowing that this is temporary. It's a couple of months. It's not the way that we're going to live our life, but we are supporting each
it's
other.
It's a period that you're going
through.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I like figure it. That out. Give you guys an update.
Yeah. Last one for me. I only wrote down four, but I should probably then what I probably need to be careful with this year is making sure that me and Frederick will have some me and him time after the second kid comes.
Yeah.
Because now thinking when you were talking about it, I'm like, when we had Freya, it was like, it's obviously just such a big change to have your first kid. Mm-hmm. It's like, you don't know what to expect, right?
Yeah.
It was like, we were together all the time, or a lot, but we didn't spend, we spent quality time as a family with a newborn together, but we maybe weren't able to like talk that much about us and like just be able to zone out and just be us like we used to be.
Yeah.
And then we kind of got that like reconnection and like no problem, like it came right away again. But I think it would be nice just to be aware of it.
Yes.
When we get the next one, that we take those evenings, even if we're exhausted, that we will be not in front of the TV, not on the phone, have at least like one night a week where we maybe play a game.
Yes.
Or sit and just sit together and go through not child related things.
Just you and him.
But just us things.
You and him came first. I think that's so important.
So it's like, important to keep it.
And even
so that we can support each other.
I agree. And even though it's the three of you all together, the three of you as a family is a different relationship than you and Frederick.
Exactly.
And so that's why I've always that loved time it. Together.
Like, that was what my parents didn't do a lot of, but they got some of that time where they went just themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, one in one night. I don't even remember it that much, but like, they maybe went on a couple's trip or couple's night out every once in a while. And I'm like, that's really important to make sure that you two don't grow apart.
Yes. So, and then the time that you do get together, like we'll do date nights or we'll even do date nights in where I just like want to make like
me and Frederick have those things together. But usually if we're going on a trip, the two of us together, it's a work trip. It's me competing.
Yes.
And that's not, then I'm super stressed out and the focus is completely different. So.
And you're like a little more on edge. You're not like, you're not you who you want to show up in that relationship. Yeah. But yeah, I was going
to
finish that up just like,
that though.
Yes, I know you guys have been through all of this together, but just like on those date nights, just making sure that you're super present and super present on that person and asking questions, like asking how they're feeling, what they're doing, what are they excited about, what's coming up, like what are they working on. And I know both of us actually get to like talk so much to them like all day and get to be involved in a lot of it, but I love those little moments.
Those moments are the best. Close to the best. I'm like,
you know,
with your children,
like, one day I hope I'll get to experience that.
But yeah, otherwise my last one was breathing exercises.
Okay.
That's something that I want to.
What kind of breathing exercises?
There's a few different ones. Mm-hmm. I used to do Wim Hof.
Yeah.
And then I went into like a little bit like box breathing. I don't feel like I have, this may sound stupid, but like time for meditation. It's just not like, I haven't really gotten into it. And especially with kids, it's like, it's just, it isn't quite my thing.
Yeah.
However, breathing for 4 minutes, like specific breathing, like, the breathing in and then like long breath out.
Yeah.
I've seen just so much research that's been like that calms the nervous system. Mm-hmm. If I go for a blood test, I'm like super high in my stress hormone.
Yeah.
I also work really well out of a stress hormone.
Yeah.
Like I have the receptors that like process it well.
Yeah.
But
that might just be because we're athletes.
Yeah, that could be. But yeah, so doing specific breathing exercises, and I think it will also just help with, I do have asthma.
Yeah.
So just making sure that I'm keeping my lungs.
Expanding those lungs. And
if I'm coming back to competing after the second child, then like
lungs will be bigger.
I have this. I can work on this.
Yeah. I think it's also just super like everything that you've said of like not overthinking things, calming down, like all these breathing exercises.
All of these things are so stress related.
No, but still, like I think the breathing exercise, like once a day, like I used to do 5 minutes of breathing in the morning. That's actually meditation is one of the things that I also would like to take back into my day, but it was only 5 minutes, but it was 5 minutes that I try and think about nothing but my breath.
For me, I put this down as I'm going to do breathing exercises three times a week.
Awesome.
So it'll be at the start of my session three times a week.
Yeah, I like that.
Because I'm not seeing myself like having time in the morning after like doing Freya's hair, I'm doing my makeup.
Yeah, getting her to school.
Getting her, to play, like daycare and me getting ready for the gym. Like when I get to the gym, I can't take time away from her. It's too precious to get to. If we have extra time, I'm going to
play
a game
with
the teddies or whatever she wants to do.
It's the sweetest thing in the world, but you love your time with Freya.
Yes, I do. I do.
Okay, my last one, my fourth one, actually. Big one. And actually, when I was thinking about like a word for this year, this word kept coming to my head, and it was learn. And I'm just dying to learn more. And I think I said that at the start, whether it's through books, whether it's through courses, and there are just so many avenues in my life that I'm just wanting to learn more. So like a very obvious one would be my finances. They've always like stressed me out, and it's not because there's something wrong with them. It's because I don't know.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing. I don't know.
That stresses you out. If you don't know,
I don't know exactly how to work, what I should be doing, what I should be investing in, where I should, like these, I just don't know. And I
want to. So is this something you want to learn?
Yes.
Okay.
And I just for my own personal finances, I want to learn. And this has been years of me always having like anxiety about finances.
But
really
hilarious.
The only true cause is that I don't know.
Yeah.
And so I think that's like,
it's ridiculous.
I love
that you found the core to it.
And it's like,
I'm like, it's not like it should be hard for you.
It's you and Brooks, both of you. You're just like, it's not that hard. And it's more,
I'm not saying it's not that hard to learn.
It's simple.
But it's not, it's also complicated. It depends on what you're doing.
Annie, help me out here.
No, but it's just so important that you know why, because I've never understood that you're like, oh, I just don't like talking about it. It's just like causing me anxiety. I'm like,
why? Yeah.
But how are you supposed to be able to fix anything if you don't want to talk about it?
Yes. So this is me being brave and just diving head first in. And it is going to cause me discomfort and anxiety, but I know that's what I need to be doing.
You'll feel a lot better afterwards.
I think I will feel a lot better. And then I want to learn about skincare. I want to learn about how our bodies work. I want to learn about the female body. I want to like all of these things. I just like am dying to learn more. I want to learn graphic design. I want to learn more about content creation. Like there's just things that I'm just like getting so excited about that I want to learn. And that's exciting me.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it like gets me excited and you're so excited about it, because I'm excited about a lot of those same things that I have started doing so much in.
Yes.
And I've gotten you started a lot as well.
And you've been so fun. Like you have been showing me so much. Cooking. I want to learn how to cook better. Like that's been something that I've been enjoying so much, is being in the kitchen.
This is starting to be like really overwhelming how many things you want to learn though. So I think you need to like, so I'm going to try a new recipe once a week. You're gonna
that's what I'm doing though. Like I love doing the cooking. Like I mostly like do our dinners at night, because I'm just like loving trying new things and loving trying recipes, and then not just like doing something. I'm actually now getting into more simple things. So you can put heavy cream and Parmesan and stuff and it will taste great. But how can you make this haddock and sear it and just butter and some spices so that it's delicious? Like
simple.
Like simple, elegant, and just like learn how to, because I feel like spices and like, you know, cheese, it can just like cover a lot of things. But how, if you're going to make it like simple, you have to know how to cook it well. And so I want to know how to like make the steak really good or make the chicken really good. Like how do I actually, and like, I'm not into this. I'll get into this for Brooks, but like he wants just like simple pasta dishes. You know, I've never been into like Italian or pasta. And he says it's just because I haven't tried great. And it's probably true. I just haven't never been into it. So I haven't like tried good pasta or anything. We'll do that when we go to Italy one day.
I like that. So what I'm going to say, you learn graphic design, find a course on that, and I'll find a course on like business marketing.
Deal.
All right. That's happening this year.
Yeah. I'm actually like, for real, this has been like really, and with so many things that we're doing, we're like working with graphic designers and stuff like that. And,
yes.
And I always feel like I have big opinions on it. Like I like dealing with it, but I'm like
it's
toddler.
It's really hard.
I understand that, because I'm like a toddler. I can't quite communicate or create it myself, because I don't know how to use the, not the apps, what are the like softwares. I don't know how to use the software and create
what you have in your head, and it's hard to explain exactly what it is you want.
And try and explain it and then hope that somebody gets it. And then like, that wasn't it, you know, or yes, that was it. Finally, after the fifth try, and everybody else that I'm working with is frustrated at me, you know? So like that is something that I need to be able to speak the language.
Yeah.
And so I want to learn that.
I really like that.
Yeah.
And you had a fifth one.
I had a fifth one. And that was, it might be surprising. And I'm like, maybe it's like slightly embarrassed to like even talk about this, but discipline. I want to be more disciplined.
I feel like you're very disciplined, but
okay. I like being disciplined. And I feel like in a lot of avenues I've like pulled, and it's also like Christmas just got done. Like it's highly on my mind that I feel like my nutrition has not been how I'm happy with it, you know? Yeah. And even this last year, like I'm always trying to like fuel more and fuel with carbs and training. And again, like I'm like slightly horrified at this right now because I changed my mind. But like I was just eating candy in training because I'm like, that's sugar. So I just had candy. I'm like sweating right now. But I like don't want to eat just candy. Let's have dates in there. Let's have dried mango. So I'm like, I was trying to like fuel, and I don't think it's wrong. So you need carbs as an athlete, and those are quick carbs, but that's not how like I like being.
I understand exactly what you mean, because I've never been able to do that. Yeah. I've never been able there's just something about grabbing candy. And even when I see people do it at the gym, I'm like, it's just like, there's something wrong with it because there's carbs and there's carbs.
Yes.
So
and
like,
so I was thinking in life.
Yeah.
I don't want to be grabbing candy. Like if I'm thinking about myself, not as an athlete, okay, I don't want my mom to be grabbing candy.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't want my kids to be grabbing candy. So why should I know I'm going to burn it and I'm going to use it, but it's not about that.
It's about what energy you're going to get from it.
But I don't want to, I think you'll get very quick energy from it, but it's not what I want in my body. It's not what
you'll
also
get very quick insulin response and you'll get bigger crashes.
So that's something that like
discipline
in that area of just like, okay, let's make better choices there. That was something that I feel like I drifted away from.
But I'm super proud of you for like eating more in your training.
I don't want to not do that.
A better step.
Yes.
Yes.
But I do want to make better choices there and start thinking more about like longevity and just like, what do I want for my life? And then I think I'm like super aware of just like my routine. And I think I do very well with like a super disciplined routine.
We thrive on routines.
Yeah. And just like training from 9 to 12 and then like be at the gym again at like 1:30 to 4:30 or 5, like whatever that is. That's like in season. Like that's how I'm like used to it. And I feel like over the holidays, and I mean, this was a conscious choice, but like, and with my coaches, but to be doing one training session a day. And I just don't like, I know there's a time and place for everything. And we're currently in the off season, but I like structuring my days in a sense of like how I can optimize myself in that area. And I don't feel like I'm quite doing that right now. So maybe squeezing things into one session rather than like spreading them out to two. And that's just something that I felt like I needed at this point in time. And I've been doing that for a couple of weeks now, but I feel like I'm now like, no, I am more disciplined than this. And that's how I like doing it. So just like, and I also think,
but it also gives you like a little bit of your seeing, like you have to try to figure out what it is that works for you. And I do think it's really, like, let's say over the holidays.
I know. So I'm not saying it was wrong.
No, I know. But that's what gets me excited about, like, starting. I know that, like, I love holidays. I love it when the gym is full of people and, like, weird hours. And there's just so many family gatherings and all of that. Like, it is my favorite time.
And I've gotten so much time with my family and you and our friends. And it's amazing.
It's so, so nice.
Yeah.
However, then you go into routine. It almost makes you excited start your routine.
And I think that's why I'm mentioning this.
And then you have fire to go into it again. So I think it's important to break routine, but make a conscious decision that you're breaking routine so that you're then excited to go back on it.
Very much. And I feel like, that's why it's on my mind, because I've been out of routine, you know, and I've been traveling for the holidays.
But that
is something that I know, like, I feel best. And I also feel like discipline creates freedom for other things. So if I am disciplined, if I know what time I'm in the gym every day, we can schedule a phone call to work on things that we're working on. I can schedule a phone call with my coaches to go over the week. We can schedule things in, and I know where there's space for that. Whereas a lack of routine almost just creates anxiety. So like if I have to schedule a phone call and I'm not in routine, I don't know where to put it. Like, am I going to be done training? Have I gone training? Like, that for me is like, there's discomfort in that for me. And I'm at least just in a time and period in my life where that doesn't have to be. I know I'm going to have to get there one day, you know? But right now,
but
and
then
like,
it will be a conscious decision that you're getting there.
And leading
like
into
you're
the season,
planning on competing at the CrossFit Games.
Yes.
Like,
so leading into the season, that is something that now I'm wanting to get completely back to. And I'm like ready for that. And I like need that for myself.
That's kind of what I loved about like, well, that's what the open, like when you're getting close to the open, that's what got you excited. It's like, ooh, now I better start getting a little bit more serious.
Yes.
Like, have everything like it needs to be.
Very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Anything else on your mind, Annie? Do you have a fifth for us?
Well, I kind of squeezed in like a fifth one there in between. So I feel like I was just laughing at it. I'm like, I have these like specific things in mind and I do have, honestly, like I work well with calendars. So I have this like big calendar. You've seen them.
Mm-hmm. Like I got one. I got one for this year because I want to start like organizing our stuff.
They're so good. So I write in like it's January, like February, like on this big, so I can see my whole schedule. I can see when like there's doctor's appointments or something special with Freya or whatever training or whatever it is. It's like one kid. It's not hard. However, I need to schedule like everything else, like these phone calls. And I have a lot of evening phone calls because of time difference with the USA.
So I have a lot of morning phone calls because I'm like so far behind.
So like my work day is from like 9 till 3. And then it's again from like 8 till 10 in the evening. So having that calendar is how I stay organized. And that's where I put my goals in as well. So that's where I put like, oh, I want to be able to like say I have done this many times in this month. Or I want to make sure that I have like finished these posts. Or, and then if I have like a subject that I really want to talk about, then I put it in notes next to the calendar. And it's just, that helps me calm down because usually when I go to bed, I'm like, oh, this, I need to remember that. I need to do that. I need to do that. And then I like
get
have
on the calendar
on a note next to me. I put it in my note and then it goes on the calendar the day after.
Nice.
So that's my way of staying organized. Yeah. And
you always told me about these calendars. Good. So I got them this year exactly for that reason. Cause I like, I have notes and I have like my calendar and my phone and computer, but there's something about
seeing
it all spread out
about
and writing it down.
Yes.
And honestly, anytime I've written something down,
overview,
I remember it. Like I have a very like visual memory. So if I've
me
seen
too.
It and written it, then
that's
I
how I started
it.
In school. Yes. Like my notes for me rewriting the whole book.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, same. And like, even if it's color coordinated too, if I can like visualize how it was, I'll remember it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Cool. So hopefully this got you inspired about some of the things that you might want to do in the new year.
And I want to hear other people's. I want to be inspired.
Me too. Actually, like if you have something really cool or something that excites you that you want to put down in comments or recommendations on graphic design.
Yeah, courses
online
courses
or business and marketing courses online.
We'd
those are something we want
to hear that.
Both of us want to do and have talked about wanting to do but haven't done. That will happen this year.
Awesome. Well, I hope you guys all are walking into the best year yet.
Yes. 2024. It's pretty weird to say. 2024.
It's crazy. It goes
I feel like
so
I remember
fast.
2020.
So
no,
the way
2000 so well.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not long ago, 2000.
Yeah,
and we were like nervous
one.
Turning our computer on the day after.
Yeah. It was so like, I like what you said at the very like start. I forget where I was going with this right now. What did you say?
I said that I didn't like New Year's resolutions.
That's true. So everybody.
But I like
small
goals.
Steps. Well, I forgot.
So tell us your goals. If you have any fun goals you want to share with us. Do you remember what you wanted to say?
No, not
all
at
right.
all. So it's got to wait for the next time.
Next time. But thank you for listening, watching. Make sure to like and subscribe. And please share fun things you want to do this year.
Intentions for this year.